everybody, and welcome to A Little Grace to Grow. And today's podcast, I want to emphasize a passage of Scripture, Acts chapter 4, verse 23. And there's a statement in this passage that I find very practical. The Bible says here, "And being let go, they went to their own company and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said unto them." Of course, this is in reference to Peter and John after they'd been taken into custody for preaching the gospel. There's a statement in this passage. It says they went to their own company. And I want to talk to you about your company, or that passage, their own company. And we'll look at it in the context and try to make application here. But we all keep company with somebody. And you know, the question is, who do we feel most comfortable around? What company would we go to, you know, if we had our free will? I know that some people, in reference to teenagers, sometimes I know that there are teenagers who go to church because they have to go to church. But boy, I tell you, what a blessing it is when you have teenagers who come to church because that is their company. They come to youth because that is their company. And, you know, it may be the case with a husband or even a wife who might, you know, they oblige their loved one to come to church, but that's really not their company. So let's consider this for a second. Peter and John had just been released from the county jail. They had been interrogated and instructed by their captors not to preach Jesus anymore. Now that they have been set at liberty, where would they go and what would they do? Well, they'd go to their own company. You see, their company loved Jesus, and their company shared burdens. And their company looked to God for wisdom and strength, not alcohol or dope or any other type of narcotic. Every Sunday morning, their company worshiped the Lord. Every time believers assembled, their company was gathered. You will become like the company you keep. When I'm out of town, I try to find an independent Baptist church to go to because that's my company. Now, I know that just because that title is on the church door or maybe even on the website, it doesn't always mean you're going to get what you expect. But for the most part, that's what I look for. Why? Because they teach the Bible and are concerned about winning souls for Jesus. They're zealous about the work of God, and I need to keep my fire burning. And to do that, I need to be around people who love the Lord. See, remember, the rebel has his company. The drug dealer has his company. The gangster has his company. The businessman has his company. And the victorious Christian has his company. So, where do you go when you've been mistreated? Where do you go when you're down? Where do you go when there is trouble? Good company will make the difference every time. George Washington made a statement. He said, "Better to keep no company than bad company." Psalms chapter 1 tells us, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night." You will become like the company you hang with. Inevitably, your crowd will affect your conversation, your character, your conduct. Inevitably, it will happen. Parents, I hope you'd be concerned about the company your kids are keeping. And kids, I hope that you have the heart for God to keep the right company. God bless you. Have a great day.